Alleluia, alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia. Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. You are listening to the Daily Biblical Readings and Reflections on Mary's Castle Podcast, brought to you by Reverend Father Felix J. Bafo. Wherever you are, I send you greetings and welcome you back.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Wednesday of the fourth week of Easter. Acts chapter 12, verse 24 to 13, verse 5. John chapter 12, verse 34 to 50. The word of God continued to spread and to gain followers. Barnabas and Saul completed their task and came back from Jerusalem, bringing John Mark with them. In the church of Antioch, the following were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. One day, while they were offering worship to the Lord and keeping a fast, the Holy Spirit said, "I want Barnabas and Saul set apart for the work to which I have called them." So it was that after fasting and prayer, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So these two, sent on their mission by the Holy Spirit, went down to Cilicia and from there sailed to Cyprus. They landed at Salamis and proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. John acted as their assistant. My dear brothers and sisters, we see in this text that straight from the very beginning of the church, people ministering from various offices in the church, some as prophets and others as teachers. We need to identify the gifts of members of the church and we use them for the good of our church. Then the call to set Barnabas and Saul apart for the work of God was in the midst of revival meeting, and as a church was as the church was busy worshiping the Lord and fasting. That is why we should all try to be part of our communities when we organize such programs. Moreover, the church was willing to support them, so they placed their hands on Barnabas and Saul to commission them for the missionary work. The gospel. Jesus declared publicly, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I, the light, have come into the world so that whoever believes in me need not stay in the dark anymore. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them faithfully, it is not I who shall condemn him, since I have come not to condemn the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me, refuses my words, has his judge already. The word itself that I have spoken will be his judge on the last day. For what I have spoken does not come from myself. No, what I was to say, what I had to speak, was commanded by the Father." My dear brothers and sisters, believing in Jesus is also believing in God who sent him. It follows that rejection of Jesus is also rejection of God. The reason Jesus had come was to be the light of the world. Those who do not know him as Savior live in the darkness. Jesus' mission was to provide everyone with a way out of darkness and into the light. Let us pray. God our Father, life of the faithful, glory of the humble, happiness of the just, hear our prayer. Fill our emptiness with the blessing of this Eucharist, the fortis of eternal joy. Amen. Stay with me, your servant, Reverend Father Felix J. Bafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And with your spirit too, Father.